Yeah, I'm glad I gave you an entire treasure trove of music to tap into here so that it's not entirely yacht rock, Luke. Don't want to get too predictable for you. Just moderately predictable will do.
There you go. Yeah, just a little predictability. That's all you need. We're creatures of habit. It's okay.
It's Tuesday morning across Wisconsin. A very nice day in many spots, but there will be passing clouds and the chance of a shower or thunder shower in the area for the next couple of days, especially further to the north. Good chance of precipitation at some point during the weekend as well. Seasonable temperatures, as we learned today, not seasonal temperatures, seasonable temperatures for this time of year, which I guess is okay. I wouldn't mind a few more, days pushing 90, but, we'll probably get those in October because, talk about predictability, our climate, nothing. There's nothing to predict there anymore. The NBA schedule for this year is not out yet. It will come out tomorrow, but we have learned something about one part of the schedule for the National Basketball Association. There will be no games on Election Day or Election Night. The league will make sure that all 30 teams are playing on November 7th, the night before the midterm elections. And then the NBA is going to use that night as an opportunity to encourage fans to get out the vote and amplify the need for civic engagement. I talked before about how some groups like Citizen Action and others, I refer to them as democracy's little helper. This is a big help. This is one of the big guns coming out and saying, hey, we're going to help people understand the importance of voting. So there will be no games there. The league said this morning that the scheduling decision came out of the NBA family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement and encouraging fans to make a plan to vote during the midterm elections. The AP article here rightly notes that all 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives will be up for grab, along with more than 30 U.S. Senate seats and, of course, races for governor. James Cadigan, the executive director for the NBA's Social Justice Coalition, told NBC, which first reported on this, "It's unusual. We don't usually change the schedule for an external event, but voting and Election Day are obviously unique and incredibly important to our democracy. For that, you can thank in large part your Milwaukee Bucks because of something that they did back in 2020. This was, after the George Floyd murder by Minneapolis police, and in the unrest that resulted, there were games that were halted and boycotts that were made, starting with the Milwaukee Bucks deciding not to play a preseason game when they were in the the Disney World bubble at the time. It was not just that. It was also the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha. And there was just such a frustration on the part of Milwaukee Bucks players who wanted to make a statement that more needed to be done about police violence against Black men, women, and children. It led other sports teams, other sports leagues to delay games, to postpone games for a time. And it led to more of a commitment, you kind of call it a social justice commitment, you can, but again, more civic participation commitment that athletes, sport teams, sports leagues have voices, and they shouldn't hesitate to use it. It is really it's taking that whole mindset of, shut up and sing, shut up and play, and punching it right in the teeth, which is frankly what it needs. Because these folks, these NBA players, coaches, league owners, they're not puppets out here for our entertainment. They are allowed to have a voice, and they are allowed to try to do what they can to make life a little easier for themselves and for fellow Americans. Well, it would be nice if that was it, if this was all a kumbaya moment. But to help you revisit things a little bit later in 2020, the Milwaukee Bucks were planning to have an early voting event at Fiserv Forum. and it had to be canceled because Republicans threatened to bring a lawsuit. Remember, these are the same Republicans that attacked Democracy in the Park, an event in Madison that, again, helped encourage voting. But Republicans were consistently, on Donald Trump's instructions, against early voting, against mail-in voting. And as a result, early voting events that were planned in October of 2020 for Fiserv Forum and Miller Park no longer took place due to concerns about legal challenges. And so what you had is really a not so veiled threat against, you know, communities of color, you know, of course, because Milwaukee is a majority people of color. 20% of the city's 600,000 residents are Black, 20% are Latino. There was no Republican noise made about an early voting event at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, which is about 70% white. It was a continued targeting of communities where you had voters predominantly voting Democratic. Even in the wake of the 2020 election, if you've ever heard the term Zuckerbucks, that is money that Mark Zuckerberg put into a foundation separate from Facebook called, I believe, the Center for Tech and Civic Life.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it poured funds into communities of all sizes, including many all across Wisconsin, because Republican, by and large, Republican controlled legislatures and other bodies were starving local governments of the funds they needed for things, not just for education or potholes, but election administration. And so if you want your elections to be safe and secure, you're going to want to make sure that you have good secure equipment, that you have good staffing and such. And a lot of these communities didn't have it. They applied for and received grants from this group. And it wasn't just in Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, Racine, five of the state's largest cities, but in communities throughout Wisconsin.
More than 200 communities across Wisconsin, and anybody that asked for it received the funds too. So red areas, blue areas, purple areas, anybody that requested, any municipality that requested the funds, received the funds.
Mm-hmm. There was no partisan bent to it. It was completely in the whole notion of public service to help elections to be safe and secure. And yet when the election was done, it was this group that was targeted, not for all of the cities that they helped, large and small, but only for the large ones that were singled out. To this day, if you ask a lot of people about, you know, the Center for Tech and Civic Life and its funding, they would tell you, you know, it is their belief that, you know, only these five large cities got funding, when, you know, that simply wasn't the case at all. But it is this ongoing desire to suppress voters and to suppress voting overall in large cities that has led to attacks on its integrity, and that has led to restrictions on voting. We don't have drop boxes in Wisconsin this year, something we've had for years and years and years with no problems whatsoever. I'll say again, no problems whatsoever. But based on a partisan whim and an ideological whim, the right-wing justices on the state Supreme Court have now struck them down, at least for now. Again, what that does is it forces large communities to try to get their larger number of voters to cast ballots with longer lines, with fewer voting places, polling places, because they don't have the budget to staff up. You've seen in other states restrictions that say, you know, every community can only have one drop box. Well, up here in the town of Eagle Point, we only have one drop box, or had. Try having one drop box for just the city of, you know, Madison, or Chippewa Falls, for that matter. We are still the only advanced democracy with a major political party working to make it harder to vote rather than easier. We're looking for any opportunity to turn that trend around. And so for the National Basketball Association to look at their upcoming schedule and clear the decks on Election Day, and even more so, schedule every team to play the day before Election Day as part of a campaign to get more people to vote, means the NBA is doing more for democracy than an entire political party or the entire ideological end of a spectrum in promoting the ability to vote as you wish, to vote fairly, to vote without intimidation, to vote without suppression. And so, you know, a real tip of the cap to the NBA, which made that announcement this morning. Something else that will be on the ballot in just one county is going to be rather unusual. It will take place in Dunn County, where you'll find Menominee here along the I-94 strip. Dunn County voters are going to get a chance to vote on a referendum asking Congress and the president to nationalize health care. The referendum was approved by, the Dunn County Board. These are the kinds of things, normally would see something like that, say, in Madison, Milwaukee, or any other large urban area. Dunn County is quite the opposite, as written up by Lee newspapers, and I'm seeing it here in the Journal Times. But in this case, this rural county is going to have this referendum, the result of dozens of locals working together for years, and they say their goal is to let the public decide, not political parties. Let the public decide if the federal government should cover healthcare costs for all rather than just Medicare for seniors and Medicaid for lower income families and people who are disabled. Just find out what the people have to say, because again, we're one of those, not one of, we're the only country that has such a screwed up healthcare system compared to whether it's strictly a single payer plan in some countries or other ways where private insurance is still involved, but nobody goes bankrupt because of healthcare costs. That's again, one of those things that will leave you speechless, that we're still the only country where the greatest cause of bankruptcy is that you got sick or got in an accident. But in Dunn County, they're going to vote in November on whether maybe it's time we join the rest of the Western world in how we take care of each other. This is Up North News. We'll take a break. More after this.